Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
On the line now is a woman who has played, brace yourselves, a chef, a prostitute, an IRA captain, and now she's back on her telly as a cop. It's Charlene McKenna, who is back on BBC One this weekend in Bloodlands. Now, have a listen to this.
There was talk of gold a while back.
This client who owned the gold, who was it?
An assassin.
The gold belonged to Goliath.
Goliath is dead.
What if he's still out there?
Oh, it sounds like a good one. She's on the line. Charlene, how's it going?
Good morning, Jen. That was a tune, by the way.
Oh, do you like that tune? That was just for you.
I'm dancing
pumped
around the kitchen.
Yeah, where are you? Are you in your... You're in Monaghan, aren't you?
I'm in Monaghan, yeah. Just wrapped on last Friday and I just got home.
Okay. So home is Monaghan and you're loving the country life?
Loving the country life. We've got 100 dogs and, we're heading to New York soon for a wee bit of a break. So we've mixed it up between Monaghan and New York. It's an interesting mix.
Yeah, hang on. So you're taking a break from country life and you're going to the big city. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
to soak up the atmosphere and just have a bit of balance in your life. I love it. Listen to me now. If people miss season one, it's on the RTÉ player. How would you explain the show, Bloodlands, to listeners? How would you explain it?
Well, if they miss season one, shame on them. I mean, quite frankly. No,
I agree.
Only joking. It's complicated. It's not an easily summarised show. It's quite plot heavy. There's a crooked cop and he's sort of hiding in plain sight and it's very complex. I think you'd need to catch up on the player, to be honest.
The promo sounds unbelievable. But I want to ask you, you have been on screen since you were so, so young. Are you any less nervous now before something that goes out than you were back in the, let's say, pure mule days? I mean, do you come to grasp those nerves?
Yeah, well, there's a kind of armour in your youth, I think. And also, so I guess no is the answer because we didn't have iPhones and Instagrams and people didn't have access to you. So you could sort of hide if people wanted to be horrible. You could hide away from it. So I don't actually care as much. But I guess I'm a wee bit more resilient than I used to be. I don't know, I'm still sensitive. I still care. You try to do your best work and I think you still want people to like it and be entertained and that. Otherwise, I suppose, why are you bothering?
You play DS Niamh McGovern. How much fun is it to play a strong cop like her, just compared to the more emotional on-screen characters people might have known you for?
Yeah, for me, that is so much fun. Because I have played a lot of really... I mean, Niamh is very... It's so cool to play someone that's kind of cool, calm and collected, which I'm not going to be with these dogs when I hang up the phone. Hold on. Whoa, damn it. Good God.
Which one is that?
Do
you even remember the names of so many? You have three, okay? What are the names?
I call them... We have Buddy, Bo and Major and they get called whatever. I'll not tell you what they get called a lot of the time because it's not for live radio. But it's not your wee pet. I actually love playing Niamh because she's so cool. And the child part of you just loves, you know, whipping out your gun and chasing down bad guys. I mean, it's just great crack. And I'm doing it with Jimmy Nesbitt, so you can imagine the giggles. I mean,
Yeah, I mean, he's done so well. What's he like to work with?
A dream.
Really?
Honest to God, he is a dream. He's a really good friend of mine now, and he just has constantly positive energy. He is on the ball. He knows the scripts backwards. He's just he's full of crack. He knows every single crew member's name, every runner, every everything. And he's a fantastic example as to how it can all go.
Tell me then, because the first series showed some beautiful locations in the north. Mm. Were you stuck out filming out in the lashing rain much for season two?
Yeah, we still have beautiful locations and we still froze the bits off all over the north because we shoot it in January. So now, we started to warm up a bit because we wrapped in May, But yeah, I mean, it's bloody stunning up there, and the drone footage and stuff they get is, it's lovely to see the whole north like that, because I think we're sort of used to, you know, Kerry and, yeah, and Cork and Connemara. So it's lovely to see more of the northeast, because it's beautiful. Like,
absolutely. I have to ask you, I don't know if you heard, Garth Brooks is in town.
I'm going, Jen. I know you're not that into seeing you on the gram, that you weren't that into it.
Not a mad fan, but I got such a bollocking by listeners because I'm not going. so I have to go.
You're not country. You see, we're country.
I know, and that's what I'm afraid of. And you're the youngest of six, right? You're the youngest of six, isn't that right? And they sold 18,000 tickets in Monaghan. So is country?
I'm not, doesn't surprise. They're probably 10,000 probably to my family.
So is he a bit of a legend, a bit of a god around your neck of the woods?
You know, I think it, you know, it all depends when you hear something. But I think he came at a really critical age. And yeah, there's a big country and western fan base in Monaghan, not just for him, but like across the board. You'd Big Tom, you'd all of them. Yeah. And I think it's just, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's location specific that we're along the, I don't know what it is, but there's a mad, mad music scene up here, and they just love it.
But it's, I didn't know this about you. You're a country singer.
Well, you might know. My daddy's family are very musical.
Yeah.
And they would, my cousin Joe would have been quite a successful country singer. And he has asked me, because he records a thing called Sessions in the House, and he's asked me to come up a few times and record. Very, very reluctantly, I've gone up because I'm very shy about it.
Really? Well, you won't mind me playing this then. You won't mind me playing this clip of you singing Charlene, because it's lovely. See, I would listen to that. You're a woman of many talents. So country is a big part of your life, really.
I am country born and bred, and I grew up on a farm. I'm still living on a farm.
Yeah.
But I have my New York clothes, but I keep it balanced.
Yeah. Why do you cringe listening to that? You're a great singer.
Oh, I don't know why. I'm absolute Scarlett O'Hara about listening to myself sing. I mean, this is like you're my mom and you're trying to embarrass me in front of my new boyfriend. I'm never speaking to you again. I don't know who in the research team found that, but they're dead to me.
Okay, Killian, you're dead to Charlene.
Killian, you're dead to me.
So tell me more about Bloodlands then. The first series, it was out. The second one, do you think it's one of those series that's just going to keep going and going and going? Is it that kind of a show?
I think the writer has a three-season arc to the whole thing, which
okay,
I always like when they have, it was the same with Peaky, I think Steve Knight always wanted a six series. Because they have a start, middle, and end in their head, so ideally you get to do all the seasons and get to finish that out. I always think it's great if you get to do a second or third season of something, because the audience has got to know everyone now. You've got all that tedious exposition out of the way. You're in the world, you know the world, and then you can really go to town on who these people are and get to know them even deeper, which I think definitely happens in season two, and particularly I think with my character as well. You see some more of the facade drop and her cool getting really, really, really tested.
Amazing.
And I think maybe it's a bit more, it's more emotional for me, for Niamh in season two. I actually love the scripts for season two. I mean.
Charlene, the dog has eaten the cable for the phone. You're gone. Are you there? You dropped out there.
I'm here.
Oh, Bowie, what was one of the dogs? We blame one of the dogs. What were they called again?
Oh, but it's always Bo. Blame Bo.
Oh,
Bo,
I knew it. That type of a dog.
Yeah.
Come here, Lassie, before you go, what's the plan in New York? Is the other half working over there? I mean, you two have that life where you're kind of on the road quite a bit and going here, there and everywhere probably for filming. Is New York a bit of a break for you, or is going to be working?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, nice.
I've been filming January pretty much for 2 weeks, for the wedding week and the honeymoon week. I've been filming since January right through to the last Friday.
Wow.
So I definitely need to go and sort of act as myself for a while.
Have a few cocktails,
she is. Yes, we're going to spend some time with the in-laws and hang out with his family and just sort of be over there for a bit.
Lovely, lovely. Well, listen, you deserve that break. I'm sorry for embarrassing you with that. I mean, there's no need. Will I play it again to play us out?
Oh, why wouldn't you?
Do you know what? I wouldn't do that to you because you're so uncomfortable. But you've nothing to be ashamed of. You're a great singer. And that would make me go to Garth Brooks. So listen, you've done something right there. Go on, Monaghan. Charlene, always lovely to chat to you. I'll let you get back to your dogs and your country life. And I'll chat to you soon,
I'm
okay?
I'm going to kill them.
Bye, love.
Thanks, Jen.
Bye. There we go. And Bloodlands returns to BBC One on Sunday, the 18th of September. And season one is available to stream on the RTE player. It's a phenomenal series. Make sure you check it out.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.